idea before we all clear out of here. Laird's coming in the day after.
Will I submit the supplemental?
I've got to find that out. We're going to have reference to it. Now let's see here. In the I talked to Charlie off and on, two or three, Charlie's Wick, two and three times a day. And we make a reference to the fact that there'll have to be one. And I've got this long thing before me now, and I don't know whether he's put it in your message, your big budget message, or whether he's going to follow it up with a separate one.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll check with him. The last conversation we had was that we would not put it in this one, but would follow up with a separate one when it looked a little closer to us.
He's getting me up so close, 200, I'm scared to death. I told him, did he tell you to get down to 78, 9 on the fence?
Well, what we did, yes, that was the main
thing. Well, I've got the two serious problems. One, I don't like to get over that 79 figure, particularly when we're adding 4 or 5 billion more this year to additional things and cutting Vietnam down like we are. But with my cut every place, even some places below what they had last year, with the mandatories we've got, these damn pay things, of which you all got your share too, I've got about 10 billion mandatories. That's in highway trust, that's in Medicaid, that's in 3.2 in pay, that's 4 billion in the trust funds, $1 billion in extra interest. I just can't touch them. I've got 10 billion. Now, if we spend 184.5, it looks like we've got to, we got 10 billion mandatories, we're up to 995, and then he's got some little allowances. He's got to allow 300 million to criminal stuff, justice that they've got to enforce their laws, and he's got some little Medicaid that he's got to allow that they've gone over, and when he gets that up with $1 billion extra interest and 4 billion extra trust funds and 3 billion too in pay, he runs over 10 billion, and he's up to his 196 or 7, and then he's got $1.6 billion that we're recommending Social Security.
Yep.
We get $1.6 billion in revenues, but it gets my total budget up. It was 115 when I came into office, and this year it'll be 198.6 with all the cuts I put in and the appeals still pending. So if I'm not awful damn careful, I'll bust 200.
Oh, that's awful. Well, I had a long talk with Charlie yesterday, and then I had my people in, and we started right through it again, item after item after item. Then they had to go back. Some of the services had to go back and check. I had them all in again this morning. We combed through it again. Now, what I finally did was call Charlie, and then with your consent, we'd close it, because he now said that he felt he could close on that basis. We have cut another $300 million out of fiscal 7. We were 79.3, and it was the figure of 79.5 that Buss and his crowd were complaining about the other day. And after we came back from that meeting and all, we told them we still had to come down. We got her down to 79.3. And this has been, this last $300 million has been just like pulling impacted wisdom teeth. But we got it down, and I got it to 79 flat, and I told Charlie that I had a call in for you, and he said that I could tell you that that was satisfactory to him, that he could live with that. And
I guess the symbol of 79 helps your people with the Joint Chiefs and the Russells.
It helped me a lot, and I told him that the keeping at 79 made all the difference in the world to me. We'll find this $300 million. He thought we could do something about ABM Sentinel, and I just had to disagree with him about that. The recent Chinese thermonuclear explosion is their best effort so far. It's brought the whole thing right smack into focus. And we've got that program on schedule. If we slip it now 3 months, why, the Army says that means it will delay it almost a year. The 3 month slippage would delay it almost a year at the end. And I don't think we ought to do that. So what we're doing, we combed through the whole thing again, just picked up every single item we could. They've had to back down on some other, and we've gotten the $300 million.
Can you get your Joint Chiefs to go along?
Yes.
All right, go on, do it then. Go on, make them. You better do what McNamara did, though. You better get them to give you a letter.
Yeah, I can't. All right, I can't have them cutting around behind me. Oh, I wasn't going to do it without them. Do you see? I've got to get their support, and I have got their support.
Well, go on to 79. I'd hope it'd be 78, 9. Something, but if it's symbolic to you and important, why, go on to your 79, we'll take on the liberals. I guess you'll be enough a pacifist then that you can be in good and defend it with them.
Well, I have the chance. A very happy new year to you. I'm delighted with the way this one's closing for you.
Oh,
my
yeah.
God, it's just six interesting, wonderful things have happened, and I hope your next year is full of a lot more of them.
Well, you get your budget thing and get them aboard where they can't undercut you, and then quit worrying that you got to see Russell, but I've got to get you to give some time to where you just cut off part of your time to this State of the Union. It's the last one, and you and Harry have got to have a good one, and just get with him. You're the best guy I've got in that cabinet, and I've got to do it, so call him and tell him that you're ready, and if you have to come out at night or Sunday or something else, let's get on it and get it round in shape so when I get back there the weekend, I can start looking at it.
I'll do it. I'll call him when I hang up and tell him I'm...
Tell Marnie I enjoyed seeing you last Sunday.
Thanks, old man. Bye.